Welcome to Twist for the week of September 18th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today we're covering recent corporate income tax rate developments, sales and use tax developments from Florida and Tennessee, and a local Portland area tax change in policy around Public Law 86-272. In Kansas, the Secretary of the Department of Revenue filed a notice in the Kansas Register announcing that the normal corporate income tax rate will be reduced from 4% to 3.5% effective January 1, 2024. The surtax rate remains the same. The rate reduction stems from the Attracting Powerful Economic Expansion, or APEX, legislation enacted in Kansas in 2022. Under this law, the corporate income tax rate will be reduced by 0.5% for all businesses upon the commencement of a qualifying APEX project in the state. In Arkansas, legislation is pending that would reduce Arkansas's individual and corporate income tax rates. Specifically, Senate Bill 8 would reduce the highest corporate income tax rate to 4.8% for tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2024. The Florida Department of Revenue issued revised guidance on the state's certified audit program, which gives taxpayers the opportunity to hire qualified CPA firms to review their sales and use and local option tax compliance to identify exposures and underpayments. As an incentive to incur the cost of a certified audit, if tax is owed, the department will waive penalties and abate interest up to $25,000. Any interest in excess of the $25,000 will be 25% abated. Recently, guidance was issued on how Public Law 86-272 applies for purposes of the City of Portland Business License Tax, Multnomah County Business Income Tax, and Metro Supportive Housing Services Business Income Tax. For tax years beginning prior to January 1, 2023, Public Law 86-272 protections applied to a business on an intrastate basis, meaning that the business was protected unless its activities within the relevant local jurisdictions exceeded solicitation of sales of tangible personal property. For tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2023, all three jurisdictions have adopted market-based sourcing and have revised their application of Public Law 86-272 to apply on an interstate basis, meaning that protection will apply only when a business's activities in the state of Oregon did not exceed solicitation of sales of tangible personal property. Finally, the Tennessee Court of Appeals recently affirmed a Chancery Court's conclusion that a taxpayer qualified for an industrial machinery sales tax exemption. The taxpayer at issue rented hygienically clean textiles to its customers for a single use, after which the textiles were retrieved to be sanitized by the taxpayer so they could be rented out again. The department asserted that the taxpayer was not processing tangible personal property because it did not transform the materials into a different state or form than their original existence. In other words, the textiles were in the same form before the sterilization process as they were afterwards. The court noted that Tennessee's industrial machinery exemption did not require the creation of entirely or substantially new products, but focused on the change in the state or form of materials during processing. The court determined that the taxpayer sanitation process, whereby contaminants were removed and the textiles were transformed into hygienically clean textiles that were fit for consumption, undisputedly changed the state of the textile. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.